Asia.
Indian car culture. Wheels and fortune. How a nation of hatchbacks became SUV country.
Getting to Bangalore, India's startup capital, is easy. Arrive at the gorgeous new garden-themed terminal, collect your bags, and zip down the buttery-smooth National Highway 44 into the city. Getting around Bangalore is another matter. It is the most heavily gridlocked city in India, with average speeds during rush hour of 18 kilometres per hour, that's 11 miles an hour, according to TomTom, a navigation technology firm. That has not stopped the city's residents from buying ever more vehicles. The number of registered cars in Bangalore jumped from 2 million in April 2020 to 2.4 million by April this year. Last year it overtook Delhi, India's car-dependent capital, to become the city with the highest number of private cars in both absolute terms and relative to the population. Bangalore adds a new car to its streets roughly every 4 minutes. All over India, a growing middle class is rushing out to buy the ultimate expression of individualism. The number of cars on India's streets rose from 19 million in 2012 to 49 million in 2022. Car ownership per 1,000 people doubled from 17 to 34 in the same period. The love affair with cars in India at this moment is at an all-time high, says Homaz Sarabji, who drives a Porsche 718 Cayman GTS and is editor of Auto Car India, a magazine. But as car ownership has become more common, what it means to own one has changed. The first big shift is in what people are buying. Just 5 years ago, every second car sold in India was a hatchback. Today that is down to one in four, while more than 50% of new sales are SUVs, according to Hyundai Motor, a South Korean firm whose local arm last month raised $3.3 billion in India's largest ever IPO. One reason SUV sales are booming is that most roads remain terrible. Even just outside the centre of a big city such as Bangalore, gaping potholes and barely surfaced roads remain common. And all over India, overstretched road traffic departments plonk down badly designed speed breakers with little regard for vertebral or mechanical well-being. Ground clearance, or the height between the street and the bottom of a vehicle, is a crucial consideration for car buyers in India. At the same time, the SUV boom is also driven by vastly improved roads. In recent years, India has added tens of thousands of kilometres of high-quality motorways. That has driven a surge in weekend and day trips. India is a country that loves travelling, and the cheapest holiday in India today is the driving holiday, says Anand Mahindra of Mahindra & Mahindra, a car maker that specialises in SUVs. His preferred ride is his company's Bolero, a mid-size SUV. Plus the fact that you have very large families that need larger cars. The company's newest offering, a rugged off-roader, received 176,000 bookings within the first hour of going on sale. A second change is what car buyers want. Until recently, safety was rarely a consideration, but that changed with the Tata Nexon, a compact SUV produced by Tata Motors, a big Indian carmaker. It was the first to receive a 5-star safety rating in international testing, and the first to tout those credentials. Potential buyers were willing to overlook some shortcomings in favour of safety, says Vinay, a Bangalore-based telecoms engineer who drives a Ford Icon, a saloon or sedan, and runs the Cars India forum on Reddit, which has 342,000 members. This too is partly down to the spread of highways, on which high speeds of up to 120 kilometres per hour are actually possible. The Nexon was a big hit, becoming the best-selling SUV from 2021 to 2023. Car adverts now often cite safety ratings. Third is the triumph of value over cost. Earlier, buyers were more focused on mileage, says Arun Agarwal, who covers the automotive industry at Kotak Securities, a broker, and drives a Maruti Suzuki Ertiga, a people carrier. No more, Indians are increasingly willing to spend more for a better experience. The average selling price of a car rose by a third in the half decade to last year, from 491,000 rupees, that's $5,800, to 659,000 rupees, according to Hyundai. That is partly driven by rising prices. Safer and bigger cars are more expensive than tin can hatchbacks. But it is mostly because consumers want the best of the cars they are buying. Among some models, the top-end variant now accounts for two-thirds of sales, up from less than half before the pandemic, reckons analysts at Macquarie, a bank. This reflects a trend visible in other consumer products. Cheap mobile phones, for example, are disappearing from the Indian market, even as top-end models like the iPhone are soaring. Easy and widely available financing has helped. It allows buyers to think in terms of a few extra thousand rupees a month, rather than about the hefty upfront cost. Moreover, India's deep penetration of cheap internet connectivity has accustomed consumers to always being online. Buyers of even the cheapest cars demand touchscreen consoles. The amount of time Indians spend in traffic plays a role in the prioritization of entertainment over engineering. More and more purchasing decisions are being done or based on tech in cars, says Shailesh Chandra, the boss of Tata Motors' passenger vehicles division, whose ride of choice is the electric version of his company's Curvv, a sleek SUV coupe. Social cachet plays a role too. A decade ago, simply owning a car conferred status. That is no longer enough. Today it is the car's make and features that mark out its owner. Bafflingly, sunroofs have become one of those features, despite the heat, humidity, dust and pollution of most of India. What is parked in your garage and how much it costs still determines where you are in the pecking order in your building, says Mr. Mahindra. The surge in car ownership and in ever bigger cars is not without its downsides. Honking is pervasive. Rule breaking is endemic and getting worse. Better enforcement and much higher fines would help tackle those problems. More intractable is congestion. Like Bangalore, most Indian cities do not have road networks robust enough to support all the vehicles now competing for street space. Yet it is unlikely that a country that for decades dreamed of car ownership will forego those aspirations. A car is like freedom to go anywhere, anytime, says Vinay, the Bangalore-based car nut. But I would like to keep it in parking on all weekdays and use it only for weekend drives.